T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Maxie, sad news. Matt Blair passed away yesterday, age 70. You knew him well. He was just a fun, positive guy, good guy to hang around with, very involved in charities, loved to shoot for the photos a lot with his camera. So anyway, that was a little bit of sad, stunning news.
Yeah, Matt had kind of declined over the last couple of years and been out of the public eye for a bit now, but he was gregarious, nice fella, and I got to tell you, that body was made to play pro sports. He was just, long and lean and strong and big hands and, all the things that you would want if you were to draw up what you wanted somebody to look like. He was, remember he told me basketball was, and he said, not a big surprise, was his big sport in high school, which is why he didn't get as much play to get recruited for football. And he went to Iowa State and flourished as a football player. And then, of course, the Vikings drafted him, and he was the tail end of the Super Bowl teams, and then played in that next era. He kind of ushered in with Fred McNeil, and some of the holdovers, of course, were still there. You know, Sammy White, those kind of guys, and they transitioned into a team that wasn't a Super Bowl team, that was just more competitive. But he was ever present. Had his own charity thing, played basketball games. The photography was. I did a story with him, posted on my Facebook page that we did, where he took us out and showed how he shoots pictures. And he, I mean, I don't mean he was kind of into it. He was, this was a passion that was near his passion for football. And he would go places, he'd look for places to vacation so that based on where he could get great pictures and photos and get up and before dawn and go out and get just the right shot. And he just loved it. And really a nice guy and just so athletic. And he and Fred McNeil were such good friends, and both of them died before their time. And, both maybe football-related injuries, it's hard to say. Fred had all kinds of struggles as an attorney with his brain and his head and things that happened to him before he passed. So good man, and a lot of people in this town knew him because he stayed here after he quit playing, and he will be missed. Also, Bud Grant's favorite player that he ever coached. For whatever reason, those two really hit it off. And Bud loved coaching Matt Blair. And, of course, the special teams, he turned him into a guy that could block field goals and extra points. And Bud always said that he never had a favorite player, that Jim Marshall was his most special player. But one of his favorite, for sure, top five to coach was Matt Blair.
I was telling Hammer earlier this morning and Jimmy that I remember we were playing golf. I think it was at Edinburgh, if I remember right, a number of years ago, obviously. And Matt, as you said, very gregarious, very fun, just great to be with. And anyway, somebody in the foursome hit an errant shot that went into one of the yards adjoining the golf course, right? Yeah. And that's a no-no. You don't go into a yard. You're not supposed to pick that ball up. Yeah. A lot of times people say, oh, go ahead, but sometimes they don't. So it's just a rule. You just don't do it. And we were, we're out there. Matt just reaches over, and I don't know who hit it. It may have been me, but anyway, he grabs a ball, and there was a lady, couldn't have been more than 4'10", probably into her 80s, and she was letting us all know that ball belonged to her now, not us.
Really?
And Matt put it right back down, and he was so kind and so, oh, yeah, so sorry. And he was, and I'm looking at this guy that's, as you said, built like you
wasn't he something,
perfect
man,
specimen. And he just was so gracious and so nice, and And of course, that turned into a story that we remembered down the road a few years.
Well, anyway, what was he like off the tee box? He had to hit a pretty good ball, Dave.
The guys that can hit the long ball, Maxie, are the hockey players.
Is that right?
I mean, you see, oh God,
yeah, that hand eye that they got and everything else, yeah.
Oh, boy, Neil Broughton or whoever it is, Darby Hendrickson, these guys, you get out there and hit a golf ball, and you're going, are you kidding me? I don't even want to be out here with you. But yeah. I don't remember. I just know I wouldn't mess with Matt, but he was. I just couldn't get over how humble and kind he was. You know,
I never saw him in a bad mood, and I never heard him arrogant or any of that stuff.
The Vikings traded the defensive end they picked up, and Ngakoue. What was that all about, Mike?
Yannick Ngakoue. So they got him with the idea of if we get into it, we got a good defensive end, and if Hunter gets healthy, and he's not going to, we've got a chance to have a decent defense here. But we need somebody to. But really, as you look at it now, what they did was they got him on a trial basis and said, if it doesn't work, we can get rid of him before we have to pay him big money, and get something for him. But they didn't want to say that, of course, when they first acquired him, because he actually played pretty well for them, and he's a good player. But yeah. Now they're not; they're out from underneath that salary. And let's be honest, it's when you do that, and Danielle Hunter's not going to play. I'm not saying you're waving the white flag, but you're at least sending a message that you don't think this would be the year you win the Super Bowl for sure. So,
is Danielle Hunter doing a contract move by chance?
Yeah, to less than move forward and get more years and one of those restructure things, and his injury has been a mystery. And, again, this stuff is you're never out there. You can't now they practice inside. You can't. They don't even allow the media to go into practices. So you don't see any of this stuff. So I haven't seen if Hunter's been on the sidelines working out or what he's been doing. Of course, this is a bye week, but. They must have enough faith that his long-term future is okay, although in football it doesn't matter as much when they cut you. But for this year, it doesn't look like they're going to get anything out of him. So if they restructure him, they can do some different things and hope that he returns to form. But that's been a mystery and a difficult injury that anytime, of course, you get involved in something in the neck, you got some issues.
Hey, come back at 8:40 if you can, Mike. I don't know your schedule today, but I'd love to talk Gopher football with you. But before we do that, I would like to talk about our Old Dutch Quality Teacher Coach of the Week.
Yeah, his name is John Clark. He's from Manomanwaben, and they have been playing a high brand of football there for about the last 50-plus years. He is the football coach, the basketball coach, the girls' golf coach, Fayette teacher, athletic director. He's what you call a guy that makes a small town go. 25 years a teacher, 22 years a head coach, 12 state football appearances, 3 state titles, a runner-up, and 2 semifinals. As I mentioned, Manomanwaben has been dominant as a football program up there for years and very good athletically. John Clark is our Teacher Coach of the Week.
I looked at the forecast for Sunday night with the snow, 16 above, Monday night 12 above, and I immediately instead of getting negative and angry about it, I said, I just don't want to hear the crackling of a fire this weekend. I want to hear the crackling of Old Dutch chips because they just make me feel good. So today will be a trip over to the store, and I'll load up on Old Dutch, and you will too. And yesterday, get this. So how good are these Mexican street corn tortilla strips?
My wife, are you kidding me?
She says to me, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? They were out of street corn tortilla strips. And of course, I said, I'm not surprised. That's how good they are. And Hammer sitting back at the studio, he was one of the first guys to jump on that bandwagon.
Well, why do you think they were out of them? Hammer buys the same store you do. But they got that corn and the cob twist to them. And I've been there, Dave. So I empathize and sympathize with you. When you go into a store and you're locked in and you know you're going to buy this chip. And that feeling you get when your blood pressure just spikes because you realize, oh, my God, they don't have any left here. It's something you don't want to experience 2-3 times. And then you jump in your car and you get to the next store that's like that one until you find it. But I've been there with you, buddy. I empathize with it. That feeling when you realize, oh, my God, I got here too late. They just sold out of those chips. It's a tough one, isn't it?
It just reminds me of the old song, Old Dutch, crackling by an open fire. And that, you know, that's yes. standard. I think everybody knows that song.
So standard, especially, you know, as we move into the snow season and you start thinking the holidays. We've sung it, we've done it, we've caroled with it before when we go on our Old Dutch retreats.
Many times it's fun when we've gone out on that sleigh ride and you and I hop yep. and just kind of surprise people at their houses and sing out and just what we call back home eulabucking, where you sang outside somebody's yep. house and they gave you a bag of Old Dutch chips and you moved to the next house. That's kind of how it worked. That was kind of our version
yep,
of eulabucking.
And this year for Halloween, you might want to think about it as kids. Maybe Dave and I said, you buy a bunch of Old Dutch chips and if the kids don't come, that's okay too.
There's not a problem with that.
It's no.
To pull out all the stops. Who knows what's going to happen. Go to olddutchfoods.com and learn more. And, Maxie, if you don't mind, I'll come back at 8:40. If you have time, we'll talk Gopher football.
You got it. I will talk to you at 8:40.
There he is, Mike Max, WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.